Wildlife rehabilitator Marge Gibson says it appears to be the largest single incident of bald eagle poisoning in U.S. history.
This is the largest documented bald eagle poisoning event that we know of and that we've been able to find documentation on in our country.
Gibson was called to the landfill near Eagle River in early April.
There were 7 bald eagles that we could find, and most of them looked very dead. Some were even covered with blankets because people thought they were dead.
Only one of the eagles ended up dying, a bird that flew away from the landfill and was found later. The other 7 were rushed to Gibson's Raptor Education Group Center in Antigo, where the staff worked around the clock to revive the comatose birds.
Most of them were, as I say, unconscious for about 3 days. We were having to supply everything, including liquid feeding and massaging and trying to keep their lungs going. We had them on oxygen.
All 7 of the birds recovered and are now waiting to be released into the wild. Gibson says she can't comment on what the birds ingested or how the substance got in the landfill because the incident is being investigated by the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service.
Something accidental, and it got there through a human error.
So nobody was intentionally trying to kill the eagles?
They were not. They were not. It wasn't an error. I hate to use the word accident because it was people just didn't realize it would result in the death of the birds.
Marge Gibson says the poisoning incident illustrates that people need to be aware of how their activities can affect wildlife. I'm Glenn Moberg for Wisconsin Public Radio News.